This is the Unnews World Service. But please don't take it too hard. In an effort to support dwindling revenues, Rockstar Games has announced the release of an initially British-exclusive game title in much the same fashion as its original Grand Theft Auto London release. Earlier today, in a press conference, Take-Two Games announced the release of the new title, Grand Theft Auto Stoke-on-Trent, citing that the aim of the new game was to identify closely with modern urban British culture, citing the colloquial differences in language as the reason that the title will not be released in the US. Among the difference in the language changes are: the word bitches has been substituted for birds. The word homie has been substituted for blood. The word buster substituted for twat. Bring it substituted for fucking have it. And busted for asbo. Other more graphical modifications will be the same. Skies will be grey, houses will take on a semi-detached form, and the people will sport a variety of Burberry, Nike and Adidas outfits. Missions will be altered with no guns, except BB guns, and will usually involve drinking contests, followed by being sick in the toilet, street fighting and outrunning the police, ultimately attempting to demean oneself enough to win over the heart of the woman with the most children in the city, whilst amassing the greatest number of police sanctions. Cars will also be different, defaulting to hatchbacks with optional neon underlighting, spinners and lowered bumpers. Also, the player will need to cater to their character's needs to keep them alive, requiring the player to supply their character with a packet of fags every few hours and/or a variety of mind-altering drugs. In order to generate cash, the focus has been moved away from business in favour of visiting a variety of post offices in order to create a racket of benefit fraud schemes by forging a variety of medical documents, while still giving the player the option to simultaneously work for a living. Though, if caught by the Inland Revenue, they will be severely penalised and lose a lot of money and respect. Take-Two have refused to release screenshots at this point in time or give any further details. However, they have given a release date of approximately October, at which point the game will be available for stealing in all stores across the country. Here's Todd with the weather.